Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. For nearly a century, touring has been important in the life of the St. Olaf Choir. St. Olaf College is in Northfield, Minnesota. Its choir is internationally recognized as a creative force behind America's a cappella choral tradition. We just heard that piece, For God Commanded Angels. Since 1990, that choir has been under the direction of Anton Armstrong. He joins us today to discuss the 2019 winter tour, the choir itself, and more. Dr. Armstrong, welcome to In the Moment.
Hello, Chris. Nice to be speaking with you and your audience.
Before we get into the winter tour and the choir itself, I'd like to introduce you to the audience. Let's go back to when it was that you knew this is what you wanted to do.
Well, As a boy, I had the opportunity to sing with a professional ensemble called the American Boy Choir. And during my last year, I actually was given the chance to conduct one of the pieces on the tour program. And I kind of fell in love with conducting, ended up going to a high school that had no music, really. And so when I was looking at colleges, I had several interests. Music was among them. But I think it was that singing in the American Boy Choir that really lit my fire for choral singing. And then when I decided to attend St. Olaf actually as a student, that's where I did my undergraduate work, and singing in the St. Olaf Choir my last 2 years, I think it really planted the seed that even though I have a degree in voice and vocal performance from St. Olaf, I really wanted to be a choral conductor. And so I've pretty much been, it's been a laser beam focus of my life since I was about 20 years old.
Now, it seems pretty obvious what a conductor does. Well, kind of tell us in a nutshell, what do you, or all the choir conductors, what is the role?
We pray a lot. you know, I can wave my hands, but no sound will come out of my hands. Mm-hmm. A conductor is always dependent upon the people in their ensemble, whether it's an instrumental or a choral ensemble. And I've been blessed these now 29 years to have incredibly talented and dedicated and hardworking young people here at St. Olaf College who comprise all of our choirs. We have over 600 young people who sing in choirs in a school of only 3,000. But the St. Olaf Choir is number 75. They're sophomore through senior students. And there's a lot of talent in that group. But I think the thing that is distinctive about them and that characterizes so much of the Upper Midwest, especially our Lutheran colleges, is the sense that they are willing to bring their individual talent together and join with other people. They don't have to be the diva stars. They know that by joining together, they can produce even something more meaningful and more beautiful, and that's what I know we'll share with your audience in Sioux Falls this Saturday evening.
Doing some reading on you, you've been with places like St. Celia Youth Chorale, our choral, and the Grand Rapids Symphony Chorus, the Calvin College Alumni Choir, several more. What would you say the differences are in all these choirs?
Well, I was fortunate to be hired when I was 23 to teach college. It was supposed to be a one-year sabbatical leave, and 1 year turned into 10 years, and then I'm in my 29th year at St. Olaf. But in both of these communities, they were singing communities. They were communities where people wanted to be together in making music and doing something that went far beyond themselves. Calvin College was a great place to me, and I was raised Lutheran. I was raised in a singing community in a church on Long Island, and I was grateful to be able to go to St. Olaf and then on to University of Illinois, which was also has an outstanding choral program and choral tradition there. But when I got to Grand Rapids, I found it wasn't just Calvin College. As you said, there was a wonderful organization, St. Cecilia Music Society, which sponsored a children's chorus. And when I took it over, I had about 60 in that group in 1981. And when I left in 1990, we had three choirs and nearly 250 kids. And the symphony chorus in Grand Rapids was still going strong, even stronger than when I had it. And the Calvin College Alumni Choir is also thriving at this point. So I was lucky to be in places where communal song was very important. And coming to St. Olaf, of course, was an honor to come back to my alma mater. And for these last 29 years, being part of a team of talented people who want to give the young women and men who come to St. Olaf College a very broad experience. Out of 3,000 students, we maybe have about 280, 290 music majors. But when you say that you have a third of the college campus involved in music, and as I said, over 600 involved in choral singing alone. It's a place that we don't take that for granted. We work day in and day out to continue to give our students the best opportunities because it allows them to express themselves as whole people, body, mind, spirit, and voice.
I have one more thought, and then we're going to play a piece from the St. Olaf Choir about you, and then we'll get into the choir. I read you've been selected as the conductor of the 2019 Texas All-State Treble Choir, along with the 2019 Missouri All-State Mixed Choir. You're also going to lead choral festivals at the Carnegie Hall in New York. How much more can you pack in? Do things like this just come your way, or is there an application process to get involved in these various things?
Well, I've been fortunate. My first All-State Choir came before I hit the age of 30. It was 1986. It was Utah All-State. And actually, I'll return in October of 2019 to conduct that choir. That was my very first All-State choir. But once you get on the circuit, and if you do well, then people invite you, and I've been very fortunate. I conducted the Texas All-State Mixed Chorus in 2007. They actually invited me back two or three times, but Texas often holds their All-State just when I'm often on tour. So literally this year what's happening, I'm coming back from tour on a Tuesday. That Wednesday morning I fly to Texas, do the concert Saturday, Sunday morning fly back to do my home concert at St. Olaf. So we have to pray that the airlines are all working and the storms don't get in my way. But they're wonderful opportunities to see the talent and the wonderful teaching that's going on throughout this country, throughout the world. It also is a wonderful opportunity to let young people around the country know about St. Olaf College, and they provide wonderful opportunities for recruitment and just sharing the strengths of this college and what we have to offer.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Anton Armstrong, the conductor of the St. Olaf Choir. Dr. Armstrong, we'll continue this conversation in just a few minutes. We're going to hear a piece of music performed by the St. Olaf Choir now. This is called Go Where I Send Thee. You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, the St. Olaf Choir called Go Where I Send Thee this Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Our Savior's Lutheran Church that's located here in Sioux Falls. Performance begins at 7 o'clock. Dr. Anton Armstrong, the conductor of the choir, is with us. We mentioned the 75 singers that make up this choir. Talk about the process in selecting / recruiting, if you will, those 75.
Well, as I said, we do not take first-year students, so all of our students, unless they're transfers, have sung in one of the other ensembles, and then I listen to anyone who wants to try out in the spring of the year. So I do somewhere between 16 to 18 hours of initial auditions, and I get that list down to, maybe about 40 singers, 40 to 50 singers, who will come and do what we call recall auditions. So they come and sing with the members who will be returning the next year. And I find the voices that will best fit together. These students have to be academically strong because we do miss about a week of classes at the beginning of the second semester. And people who I think, not just a voice, I did that my second year. I picked the best voices. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was one of the most challenging choirs I ever had in 29 years. It's a combination of having, yes, the vocal skill and the musical skill, but also a personality that wants to work together with other people. And I think that's really important because in the end, this is not about come and see how good we are. This is about we have a powerful message of hope, a message of love in a world that's so divided, a message that we can be one people if we choose to be one people. I'm glad you played that selection, Go Where I Send Thee, because actually one of the first times I ever did that piece was in the August of 1990 with the South Dakota Honors Choir. And my soloist was a young man at the time from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Chris Frostboss. His father and mother have been longtime residents. Paul Osboss was has been a physician in that community for many years. Chris came here as a student and graduated in 1995, and then we welcomed him back here in 2005 as a member of the faculty conducting our men's course, the Viking course, and chapel choir. He was with us for 10 years, and now he is director of choral activities at Texas Christian University. But a dear friend, I'm honored to say I was groomsman in his wedding, his one and only wedding. And so to hear that piece again with a different soloist, but it reminds me of Chris and some of my early ties to South Dakota.
I've listened to that particular piece like three times in the last 2 days, and it still gives me goosebumps to this day that the vocal talent is absolutely incredible. How do these students manage to maintain full course loads, probably on top of rehearsing, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week?
We rehearse 5 times a week for 90 minutes a day on the books. St. Olaf is very fortunate in that we draw students who are very strong academically. This is a very rigorous academic institution. It's an institution, though, that is really trying to prepare students for life in the 21st century with a very global view of the world. We send the largest number of students abroad of any undergraduate liberal arts college in the nation. And yet it's still a community that is grounded in faith out of a Lutheran tradition. But that Lutheran tradition is a very welcoming tradition to many interreligious perspectives. And so I think this young man that you heard in the recording you just played, it actually is from California. And you mentioned that I do choral festivals. Well, he actually was in a choral festival as a high school student that I did in Carnegie Hall. And he was attracted to the work that I did with him, and he came. First 2 years, he actually was my private voice student. He's studying with another colleague of mine now. So, you know, our outreach, but this piece we'll most likely do on Saturday. And to see this young man sing, he sings with every fiber of his being. His name is Paolo Gladney. And I'm glad you could tell that from the recording, because he just represents what I think, not just the St. Olaf Choir, but so many of our students at St. Olaf College are about. They're talented people. They're hardworking people. In the end, I want to use a phrase we used to use around this college a lot more than we do maybe now, but I know the ethos is still here: preparing young people for lives of worth and service to the world. And that comes through in their music making.
We have just a few minutes remaining, Dr. Armstrong. This tour travels from Sioux Falls to Miami, Florida, and I did the math. That's 1,824 miles. I mean, how do these kids do that, and what are the difficulties?
Well, you know, I believe in global warming. I will tell you, because in the early years of this, we're in a 5-year cycle, and I always looked forward to this tour to the Southeast, where we're going this year, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida, because I knew I'd get out of the frigid cold of Minnesota, and we'd have 10 days to 2 weeks of really lovely weather. Well, 5 years ago when we were on this tour, we got iced in Augusta, Georgia, and we're going back to Augusta this year. When Jim Cantore, the Weather Channel, is broadcasting from your hotel, you know you're in trouble. But, you know, we're on a bus most of the way. We will fly back from Miami back to Minneapolis, but the whole way down to Miami is on a bus. And I'm just reminded that they stay the same age and I get older. My back is holding up after 29 years, but they use this time to get to know each other. As I said, we miss the first week of classes. So the first week I don't bother them, and then when we're in the second week, they have study times on the bus, so they come back and they're prepared to reenter their academic sphere of learning. But every night is a new adventure for us, a new group of people to share a powerful message. And these young people believe in this message. They may not all be come from denominational religious convictions, but they are people who share great spirituality, and I think they understand that the beauty of their voices and the message they have to share is very powerful, and people appreciate it. beyond entertainment. It becomes transformational for the listener. And I certainly hope many of your listeners will join us Saturday night in Sioux Falls.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that organist Catherine Rodland's going to join you on this tour. She's an artist in residence, and her playing has been described as transcendent, rather. So folks, you're going to want to see this. Dr. Anton Armstrong, the conductor of the St. Olaf Choir, their 2019 winter tour includes a stop here in Sioux Falls. We're so lucky. This Saturday night at Our Savior's Lutheran Church. That's at 909 West 33rd Street here in Sioux Falls. The performance begins at 7. Dr. Armstrong, thank you so much for your time. Safe travels to you and the choir.
Thank you, Chris, and I hope many of your listeners will join us Saturday evening.